Pierre Joly, we're here to talk about, is it called the World Rare Illness Day? No.
It's what's it Rare called? Disease Day.
Rare Disease Day. And it's on February 29th in the leap year and February 28th the rest of the time.
Correct.
What's your connection to Rare Disease Day?
So I have a disorder that is called Gaucher disease. It is actually the most common in its category of disorders, which is a lysosomal storage disorder, but it actually is the one that the least amount of people know about. A rare disorder is defined in Canada when it affects fewer than one in 2,000 people. So my disorder has a total of, or has just less than 200 confirmed diagnosed cases in Canada, which actually makes me to be one in about 190,000 people in Canada.
So it's
quite rare.
Yeah, Gaucher, how do you spell that?
That's Gaucher.
Okay. What does it mean? What are the symptoms? What, you know, how is you with someone with Gaucher disease? How does it?
So Gaucher disease is a recessive genetic disorder. So I needed a copy of the disease from both my parents. My brother has none of the genes for the disorder. So he got the good copy from each parent. I got the bad copy from each parent. What it is there's an enzyme that breaks down byproducts in cellular digestion. Because I don't have that enzyme, there's a buildup of a byproduct primarily in the spleen, liver, and bone marrow, but there's also some buildup elsewhere that's not quite as significant. And I have type 1 Gaucher disease, which is the non-neurological. There's also type 2 and type 3 for my disorder, which does include buildup in the brain, which becomes much more complicated to treat because the treatments do not cross the blood-brain barrier. Type 2 patients tend to pass away before they're 2 years old. Type 3 have a slightly lower lifespan and can generally deal normal lives, but because of the neurological issues that are progressive, they do tend to have some other issues such as seizures and such things related to that.
What
now,
about
the
you?
The primary symptoms that I have is I have an enlarged spleen and liver. I also have issues with my platelet count. So my platelets are low. So if I get a cut, I bleed quite a lot longer than a regular person. And because of the buildup in the bone, I also have some issues in the bones. And I deal with constant bone pain, but for me, it's normal. I can't explain to you how it feels because for me, this is just what I deal with. Someone who doesn't have the disorder doesn't know the type of pain that I'm dealing with. And what makes it worse is even though treatment became available in the early 90s, in Canada, it wasn't recognized as something that was absolutely needed because you look at me and I don't look sick. We had a lawyer who was the president at the time of the National Gaucher Foundation have a meeting with the deputy minister of health. And by chance, he got one of the worst things that can happen to you with the disorder, which is called a bone crisis. It's a lack of oxygen to the bone. Like the bone is dying and it is extremely painful. That meeting, the doctors finally saw someone, or the minister of health finally saw someone in their worst with the disorder and realized, okay, we need to treat for this. And even then, it's access to treatment, it's proper diagnosis. Like I was diagnosed much later than many of the others that I know with the disorder, because living up here in Northern Ontario, we don't seem to see a lot of these rare disorders. Looking back, I know a handful of people in Timmins that have a rare disorder. And based on that one in 2,000 patients, we should have about 20 people who have a rare disorder here in Timmins.
Many are
not as vocal as I am of any rare disorder. And there's tens of thousands of rare disorders that are recognized by the Canadian Organization for Rare Disorders. And from the North American Organization for Rare Disorders and the World Rare Disorders, there's umbrella groups that have formed specifically to help with teaching physicians on proper diagnosing, on treatments and everything like that. And it's still is hard. There's like when you're talking about 20,000 disorders, and there's no one doctor is going to know all of them. So access to proper diagnosing and genetic testing that can search for a wide variety of disorders is something that is needed for many of these rare disorders.
Now, for you, what treatments do you use?
So I currently have an enzyme replacement therapy. So the enzyme that my body doesn't produce is I get it through an infusion. Now, right now, because of issues with accessing my veins, I have a nurse that comes into my home every 2 weeks to do this treatment, which, by the way, the treatment itself costs about $350,000 a year.
But it's
So
covered.
it is covered by OHIP in Ontario. It's covered by other provinces across the country. But even places like PEI only got approval for reimbursement for the treatment a few years ago. But there's also only the one patient, and they kept putting it off and off, saying, "Oh, he's not sick enough. He's not sick enough." Till finally, we had to say, "No, like you have to cover this. He needs it, or his quality of life will suffer." Now, with my treatment, I do have a very active life. As many people around town know, they'll see me at the MAC running around like crazy during the Rock games. They'll see me there during the Majors games. I'm an officer with the Navy League Cadets. I work with other groups as well. Like I'm on the board of directors of the National Gaucher Foundation of Canada. And to help patients with Gaucher disease when they're first diagnosed, when they're trying to advocate for themselves for access to treatment. Because even though it's covered, because of the expense, it's not something that is the governments will easily say, yes, we will treat this patient.
Right. Can I ask, how old were you when you were finally diagnosed, and how old are you now?
So I was diagnosed when I was 15. I started therapy when I was 17 after a major bone crisis that actually happened while I was in grade 12 in high school, and had to drop one class. Still was able to graduate, but I wasn't happy about that. And then I'm currently 43 and just working my days away as IT operations manager at Core Business Solutions, plus everything else that I do outside of work, including being a published author, because I do have my book, which is called My Gaucher Expedition. It's available on Amazon, either on paperback, on hardback, or on Kindle Unlimited.
Okay, good. So the World Rare Disease Day, it's important. Tell me why you think it's important.
I think it's important because people might not realize that they have a rare disorder. There's all kinds of things that happen in your body that you just don't realize is actually wrong because you think it's normal. Having this conversation on Rare Disease Day in regards to raising awareness for all rare disorders makes people stop, think, and get the diagnosis and then be able to get treatment to fix things that might be going wrong. When I first got diagnosed, I went into the hospital because of pain in my that I was having like near my liver area. When I was there, the doctor was like, "Hey, I can feel your spleen. Hey, I can feel your liver. Let's send you for an ultrasound." They sent me for an ultrasound to be able to try to figure out the size of my spleen and liver, but while they were there, they found gallstones. They focused on the gallstones and did not look at the size of the spleen and liver. They found something they could fix. Skip ahead. When I went into surgery, my blood test that I had before the surgery was missing. So they did not know when I went in that I had low platelets. A regular platelet count is between 150 and 400. My platelet count at the time was 42, which explains why, as a child, I was bruising a lot. I was always fatigued because, with all of this, my the hemoglobin is low. I was always short, but my bones were affected by the disorder. I always had a belly. That was the spleen and liver that were enlarged and pushing out my belly. It all came together, but it could have been found 10 plus years earlier if my family doctor would have looked at all of what's going on and figured and looked at it as a whole. But
But
again, living in Northern Ontario, doctors don't expect this. Because yes, Timmins, we have about 42,000 people, and that one in 2,000 brings you about, well, 21 people. But some disorders, such as mine, is not one in 2,000. It's one in 190,000.
yeah, so it's.
Genetically, there should be more, but some people's their symptoms are so slight that they don't get the diagnosis.
Or the doctor's not aware of
Or the
what this
doctor's not
means.
aware and don't expect it to be an issue.
All right. Is there anything you want to add to any of this, the World Rare Disease Day or anything else?
Well, we as a whole, everyone needs to learn to advocate for themselves. But at the same time, if we all stick together, we can advocate for one another. As a community that should have more people here in Timmins, the more people that have a rare disorder that are vocal about it, the more people will see that we are not alone.
Strengthen numbers.
Strengthen numbers.
Take a
So
bunch of
even though
small
I'm one
numbers.
in, even though there's 200 people with my disorder across Canada, I'm the only one that I know here in Timmins. There's two that live in the Sudbury region. There's one in Thunder Bay. These are much larger communities.
But
And to have so few people.
if
Or
you
so
organize with other rare diseases, there's the strength in numbers.
there's the strength in numbers to be able to advocate for access, like for proper diagnosing and for proper treatment and for to rid the stigma of, oh, you have a rare disorder. Because as I said, it does not stop me from leading a productive life. Yes, I deal with all kinds of issues and I have. But for me, it's normal, which is why I deal with it. There is other treatments that are available for my disorder. They don't work for me. There's also genetic therapies that are being developed worldwide. And while I started the trial for gene therapy on three separate occasions through three different companies, there was always a barrier for continuing the trial. And we're trying to advocate to with governments and with the drug companies to break down those barriers to be able to provide access to the patients for these clinical trials. If they can't get enough patients that take part in these clinical trials, they don't have the numbers needed to go to the governments to say, this treatment works, we would like to treat more. Now, it's a scary proposition, these gene therapies, but it's something that, as while it's in a clinical trial, I do want to take because it is my chance to have it, and at the same time to provide my experience to others with the disorder.
All right, Pierre, thank you for this. I will put the entire interview up with the web version of the story. We're aiming for probably next Wednesday, the day before. But I'll be honest with you, depending on what else goes on between now and then, I might have to use it earlier. But at least, we'll be aiming towards the 29th.
Yeah, I mean, Rare Disease Day is the 29th. Anything that we can do. So on the 28th, I'm going to get a proclamation of the city, as I mentioned. They're only doing their post on the 29th. And the evening of the 29th, I'm going to be on Kin's and Kwong.
Boo.
I know. But they have an audience,
Yo,
and I
I
have a
know.
message.
I'm
So
kidding.
that's why I'm doing with it. So trying to get. Try just. continuing to
The
raise awareness
awareness,
of not just
exactly.
of my disorder, but of everything. So
Well, good for you. You're not just hiding in a corner with your disease and the rare disease thing. You're out there trying to make people aware, and
yeah, because I
every bit
became part
helps,
of
eh?
the board of directors of the Gaucher Foundation 20 years ago. Think about it. And I'm in the process of potentially taking over as the next executive director.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Okay, I'll let you go. Thank you for this again. Thank you for bringing it to my attention because, like everyone else, I was totally unaware of it. And
Right, because it's I like as I said, I don't make it take control of my life. I go out and do everything that I need. There's times when you'll just see me just sitting at the booth and I'm just like seem exhausted. And then it's like, okay, time to get back to do something, and I just get off and keep working.
Power
It's
through it.
that's
Yeah.
just the way it's the way I am.
Good for you. Okay, have a great day. Go get that coffee number four.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.